Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. as we are exploring the concept, the notion, the possibility, some would say, of artificial intelligence eventually having souls. Did you notice that the artificial intelligence conversation there did seem to include a little bit of testiness there? Yeah, it sounded like they were getting ready to get a little heated if they had a little bit more time. But it was kind of interesting how they kind of calmed themselves down right away, too. I mean, very, very interesting exchange there. All right, something else very interesting. Some of the thoughts, concepts, principles coming from some of the people who are experts in their fields and what they think about artificial intelligence and souls. We were talking about the fact that some futurists and tech experts predict a not so distant future in which artificial intelligence, having achieved a certain indistinguishability from humans, will be truly intelligent. And at that point, many of them claim artificial intelligence will experience the world in ways that are very similar to the ways that humans experience it, including emotionally, intelligently, and spiritually. Now, we talked about the soul, what it is, and we talked about Alan Turing's comments about that and how, from his perspective, God has given an immortal soul to every man and woman. Well, this wasn't his thought. He was responding to some of the thinking and words, some of the comments made by others who said that God has given an immortal soul to every man and woman, but not to any other animal or to machines. And some of you have heard my conversations about this over the years, know that I'm convinced that animals have always had souls. Again, you think about the fact that a mother dog can often seem to be very, very happy when she has her puppies and she's feeding them, tenderly taking care of them. Elephants can grieve the death of one, two, three of their baby elephants. A lot of the animals that are hunted as prey by lions are afraid of the lions, and they know what's going to happen. Intelligence lets them know if the lion catches them, the plan is for them to be eaten. And so they run. They try to get away. That's intelligence. The sadness over the death of one of their own is an emotional experience. So I cannot agree with the notion that God hasn't put a soul in any animals. I can agree with the notion that he hasn't put a soul in machines. So that's kind of where we left off. In fact, we looked at one description or definition of soul, if you will, and that being the soul is a term that most of us instinctively know what we mean when we hear and use it, but have trouble talking through exactly what it is. What exactly is a soul? Socrates argued that the soul is the element that, when present in a body, makes it living. And some of you may recall that I shared with you from Genesis when we were looking at the creation of mankind, how man was called a man from the time that he was created and had and was a physical body. From the time that man was a physical body, he was called man. And it was after God breathed the breath of life into the man became a living being. Please notice, the Bible does not say that after God breathed the breath of life into the man became a man. No. He doesn't even say, once God breathed the breath of life into his creation, it became a man. No. The man was a man when there was nothing but the man's physical body. And God called the man, that physical body, man. And he said the man became a living being after God breathed the breath of life into the man. Well, that's where we left off. And that's where is leading us to a very interesting discussion, a very interesting concept, a very interesting point made by this gentleman, Dr. George Paxinos, who is a neuroscientist and psychologist. He says that as a neuroscientist and psychologist, he has no use for the soul. And he says that all functions attributed to the soul can be explained by the workings of the brain. Remember now, we've talked about how when people have had certain emotional responses or experiences, responses could be detected in the brain. And of course, to that, I was asking the question the last time we looked into this, is it possible that man still, though, is also partly soul and not just body? He's partly soul. And his soul, her soul is having an emotional experience. And the experience of the soul is signaled to a point where it can be seen, recognized, observed by looking at the physical brain. In other words, is it possible that the man is soul and body? And the two are so closely connected that what affects one affects the other. Be back in a few as we look into this some more.